Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. I'm Mike Derler, and joining me in the studio, and always fun to say hi to her, this could get out of hand at times. Good morning, Michelle Perry.
Good morning. I'll try to keep it tame this chilly morning.
Don't worry. Let's let it rock. Michelle Perry with Learn New Mexico. And boy, this is great. I mean, you sent me a whole list of topics and stuff that we could talk about. And this one here, we could probably spend some time talking about.
Sure thing.
Study skills and time management tips for students.
Right.
I tell you what, that is so important.
I mean, kids and adults and children at heart, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I struggling with time management is just a real thing, you know, just getting that together and being able to manage your time effectively and do the things you need to do.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
I got to do a lot of that around here. And then Bob says, oh, you need to make lists.
Yes.
And then I smack him.
Oh, so, you don't like lists. Lists
No. I have lists.
Oh, you do.
My
like
lists are nothing like his. Mine are all technical and programming lists.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. And,
Bob's list is
he makes a list. Time to go get a drink of water.
That is a very, very precise.
Time to go to the bathroom.
That's a luxurious list.
So mine is like, get the daily programs, get this log done, get these, this information in, do the news, you know, so my day is planned out. So, you know, so.
Yeah, moment to moment.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever go to the restroom? I feel bad. I don't think you do.
When the urge hits, I just get up and go. I'm 68, you know, things change.
Okay. So you don't get to schedule it. You just, moment calls and you
go. Out the door.
So. That makes sense. That actually makes sense.
So, but when it comes to students, you know, let's take grade school students. I mean, you've got English, you've got math, you've got, you know, whatever else they teach in this thing, you know,
right.
Cause I've been out of school a long time, as you can tell, you know, but you have all these different subjects and you got to do the homework and then you can go out and play or then you get dinner, you know, so. Mm-hmm. Time management is key.
So when we think about that example, young kids, you know, versus like older kids versus adults, there are different strategies. And so when we talk about younger kids, I'm really talking to the parents.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily talking to those little ones because the little ones are learning, you know, that they don't have a clue about how to juggle, you know, their entire existence, much less schoolwork. Mm-hmm. So, when we talk about time management with parenting and how to make sure that the kiddos get what they need done regarding homework or studying or reading, routines, routines are going to be super, super important. First of all, I will say this, you got to read to your kid 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
7 days a week. 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
If you have a little one, I don't care if they were just born or they are 13, everything in between. 20 minutes a day, that child either needs to have a book in front of them or reading or being read to.
My bonus daughter would tell you start reading to them 3 months before they're born.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that voice and that rhythm that the baby hears. You know, babies come into the world and quickly learn turn taking, you know, which they make a noise, we make a noise, where they make it. That's the beginnings of verbal communication.
Yeah.
And as you know, communication expands into the written word. And, so, you know, that whole turn taking and then, you know, there's those big chunky books, those cardboard books that we can give little ones who would put them in their mouth, of course.
Yeah.
And that's cool too.
Yeah.
Because they learn that there's something to open and there's these covers and there's something in there. And a lot of times
bright colors and
pictures.
Different things. Yeah.
Yeah. So the reading. So back to time management. You know, I had to plug the reading thing just because literacy is so important and pre-literacy is so important. So, but yeah, time management, the first thing that you can do to your, like about third grade is a good time to really start sitting down and planning with your kiddo their time management. So, you know, obviously we got the hours of school. Mm-hmm. We have that. Therefore, we have the management of the time before school.
Yes.
And management of the time after school. And, you know, and usually it's family affairs or dinners or, you know, the routines of the household.
Chores.
Beyond that. Right. Yeah. And I do hope that every parent out there does give their child chores.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it is super important that that kiddo has some responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, they live in this place and they should be taught quickly how to take care of the place in which they live.
Because when they become adults, they know how to take care of their own place.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to be their parent until, you know,
you die,
yeah. Your children, you know, moves out and then bounces back. That could be the case too. Because, yeah, you definitely want to teach them to be, you know, self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, both my kiddos, by the time they were 9 years old, they were doing their own laundry.
Mm-hmm.
So that was important to me to teach them how to take care of their clothes because, you know, clothing's expensive and, you know, and we want to make sure we take care of the things. And plus we want to always wear clean clothes. You know, that was important. That was important. I know it seems like an obvious thing, but, unfortunately it's not so obvious to children. Why would it be?
You know,
like I can just wear the same pair of jeans all week or I can just wear the same underwear all week.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, so we have to teach our kiddos. So anyway, off on chores. So routines. And so time management in the morning, the more you can get done the night before to prepare for the morning, the better. And so morning routines are essential. You know, so we know that, you know, the bus comes at 7:30. And so by 6 o'clock, you know, that, you know, we got to start thinking about getting up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And no later. If the bus comes at 7:30, we are up no later than 6:45. Right.
Yeah.
You give us a good being rushed in the morning. And managing that's the worst.
Oh, it is.
And our kiddos don't need that extra stress.
Right.
So giving that time in the morning and then laying out the clothes the day before and then making sure that they have something in their hand, in their belly on the way out the door.
Right.
Great thing is that most of our schools serve breakfast. And so, you know, that can even be eliminated from the routine. But the point is when you try to think about managing time for little ones, you're going to need to manage routines and that kiddo can expect the same thing every single day.
Right.
And getting your kid to school on time, is so important. Don't think for a second that it's no big deal, because it is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's not only a big deal for their education, but it's a big deal for their life habits.
Mm-hmm.
So your child eventually grows up and they need to support themselves with a job. It's just the way our world is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't raise a child who is responsible enough to show up on time, they won't show up on time for their job.
Yeah.
And that will affect them.
You know, I'm a CRMC certified radio marketing consultant, and I learned this back in Kansas when I taught courses. It's always this. 10 minutes early is on time.
There it is. That's military, too.
On time is late.
Right.
On time is late. If you have an appointment at 10 o'clock, you show up at 10 o'clock, you're already late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's key right there. It's what I instilled in my daughter. As she was growing up, while I was doing, that position back in Kansas, that, your school starts at 8 o'clock. You show up at 8 o'clock. You're late.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be there 15 minutes early, no later than 15 minutes early, because anything after that, you're late.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what kids need to understand. Well, school doesn't start till 8 o'clock. Yeah. And it's, 7:59.
Yeah.
And you're not there.
Yeah.
You know, that's important.
And that needs to be spoken to kids who are able to get themselves to school. You know, otherwise we're talking to the parents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, make no mistake. You know, children who arrive late to school under, you know, the age of 13, it's typically parents.
Yeah.
And so you're training your kiddo. And so by the time that they are 13 and they can get themselves up in the morning, they can go catch the bus or they can walk to their school, or they can just be ready for the ride to school. That you want that 13-year-old to be completely self-sufficient.
Yeah.
You want them to have their own alarm. You want, you know, so you have this time from the time they're born until 13 years of age to set routines and set examples and teach them how to structure their day so that that number one, they're successful, but number two, they're not stressed, because there's so much stress in this world as it is.
Oh, yeah.
We need to eliminate at least one factor. And time management is very stressful for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't have a clue, like, how to even, where do I begin? Yeah. Where do I start? And so, well, where it starts is teaching your own child. But if you yourself as an adult don't know how to manage your time, how are we expecting you to train your child to manage your time?
Well, you pick a part every morning. If my child needs to be up by 6, then I'm going to get up at 5. And you start there, and then you move on forward. You know, you find a starting point, work backwards from that. That's what I was always taught.
Yes, yes. Backwards design planning.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. So there it is, you know, so it comes back to the parent. And so a lot of us adults hate to get up early. And the reason is because we don't have enough adequate sleep. We're tired. Mm-hmm. And so then the question is, well, how early are you going to bed?
Yeah.
You know, well, personally, if I'm not in bed by 9:30, I'm toast. I'm toast the whole next day. And I know that about myself. I need that. So you as an adult have to manage your time. So it keeps coming back to these adults in our world who need to learn to manage their time. And so if they don't have their nighttime routine done by bedtime, then that often will go on into causing problems for the next day. And then it's like a domino effect.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this. If somebody says, okay, I want to work on my time management, I want to establish a time management. We just talked about two processes. Which one's the best? And how does somebody get started with this?
So the advice I would give somebody who needed to just kind of get a handle on their time management is first of all, let's take a look through a telescope. You know, at a telescope is something you look through to see the big picture. Like we look to space in a telescope. We got to see the whole galaxy in a telescope. So let's take a big, broad view of what's going on in your life. Yeah. What's important? What's not so important? What's time wasters? And we'll get into that. But then second, after we look at that, let's look at the microscope. You know, and let's pick apart some of the things that maybe aren't working for us.
Right.
Or maybe those that are. Mm. Those little bitty details, those little tiny things, because our days are made up of a lot of tiny moments. Mm-hmm. You know, in the end, you know, we've got these 8 hours in a productive working day. Mm-hmm. And how we use each of those minutes within those hours is really super, super duper important.
Yeah.
So here we go. So let's take the broad spectrum. So I'm an adult and I look across all of the aspects of my life. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister, I'm a mother, I'm a business owner, and I have needs to keep care of my health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's my big, those are the planets, right? Mm-hmm. That's me looking through the telescope, seeing the planets. Those are the big things. So I know I need to take care of all these things. Well, then the question is now through the microscope, how? Mm-hmm. How do I take? So let's just start with something very, 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 very important, our health, our mental health or physical health. If you're not prioritizing your health, then you're not going to feel good, and that's going to affect other things. And you're probably going to spend a lot of time in doctor's offices, which is a total time waster.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing every day to make sure you're taking care of your health? You know, and it can be something as simple. Just start small, but you got to take care. Make time to take care of your health. And that could be something as simple as taking a vitamin every day or hitting the gym, you know. Or maybe just taking a walk.
Yeah.
A lot of times people just take a walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
So carve that in. Get yourself a calendar. We love our calendars, agendas. I personally have mine electronically.
Yeah, same here.
You know, I have my calendar on my phone. I have my calendar on my computer. They sync together. But if you're not tech inclined, you know, then get just an agenda, you know, or just make your own calendar, you know, take a piece of paper and you know, put 30 days on it and then start timing out your day so that every day you can say at noon, I'm going to take a walk around the block and nothing else gets in the way of that.
Right.
Start there. I'm going to walk around the block every day at noon, or at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to take my vitamin, or at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, I'm going to do yoga stretching, and whatever it is, take care of your health. And then when it comes to your food consumption, eat at least twice a day. You don't have to eat three times a day. You don't have to have three squares a day. We don't live in the agrarian society where we need large meals to work in the fields. You could get away with eating twice a day. What are you going to eat? If you go to McDonald's and you eat there, you're probably not doing yourself any favors, right? See how all these other things tie into time management? Mm-hmm. This is that microscopic lens that I'm talking about. You got to get down into the nitty gritty. The decisions that you're making about your health affect everything else. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you go on and you're like, okay, what else do I have to do? Well, I got to take care of my kids. Mm-hmm. So it's a time management. I got to manage my time so my kids can manage theirs. Mm-hmm. So I know my kids need to be at school at this time, so I got to plan my morning. On the calendar it goes, drop Johnny at school, you know, or take Johnny to bus stop if they're too young, or make sure Johnny's out the door, you know, whatever it is. School happens at a certain time in the day. Pick up Johnny from school, you know, or, you know, meet Johnny off the bus, or make sure Johnny got home safe. Calendar these things in. This happens twice a day. Make sure your kid's home safe. Make sure they're where they're supposed to be. And a lot of times we use childcare, which is great because we can bus them over to childcare, and that's one thing off our calendar, right? All we got to do is drop off and pick up in the morning. Right. And I mean, just calendar that in, because those are two things that have to happen. And then on and on and on and on from there, you know, so basically what it comes down to is prioritization, and then calendaring.
And as you go through these things then become routine. They're almost automatic. You don't even have to think about them. They're happening.
Right. 21 days to make a habit.
Yeah.
Right. And so you do something every day for 21 days, and then it is now a habit, and it, and you go on autopilot.
Yeah.
And this is just how our life is.
Yeah.
And this is how we control it. And so many people think perhaps they don't have control of their life, when in fact, that's just a mindset.
Yeah.
Everyone has control of how they react and how they behave in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And reaction is, but we'll get to that another time. With this time management, you know, and we've alluded to this quite a bit. Parents almost have to time manage for their kids too. You know, they've got to make sure that they're getting their, getting to school, getting home from school, but also getting the homework done. Make sure that they're reading, make sure they understand their homework, and then chores, dinner, and then off to bed.
Right.
You know, with recreation time somewhere in there and
most
stuff.
Most certainly.
You know? So, yeah, parents, hate to tell you, you just don't have them and stick a bottle in their mouth or a bowl of cereal in front of them and a TV with cartoons on it anymore.
You know, parenting could be its own topic. Yeah. We could talk for 2 weeks on just parenting skills, as it were. And being a parent is hard. It is not an easy thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just got to accept that it's hard. And if you're doing it right, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because your constant worry is that your kids are prepared. Mm-hmm. Prepared for their day, prepared for their life, you know, and so you have to work hard at it. It's not something that is just, you know, one and done.
Yeah.
You don't have a kid and that's it.
Yeah. You know, you get up in the later years of high school, junior, senior year, and then your college years. It's almost a similar type of situation, isn't it?
Well, with kids developmentally as teenagers, you know, because as a child specialist, you know, I guess, you know, that's what I could be called, a child specialist. You know that there are developmental stages in a child's life, and they do and behave in certain ways because of those stages. So let's talk about the teenage years, which are often said to be, you know, pretty much as bad as the terrible twos. and I'm gonna tell you this. I was a director of an early childhood center, and I would deal with 3, 4, and 5 year olds, and all my management strategies for those kiddos often were the same kinds of management strategies I used for high school kids when I was a high school principal. So, I mean, a lot of times it just comes down to helping a child frame up what has happened or what will happen and giving them that preparation. The thing with teenagers, they don't want to hear it.
Right.
I mean, they're teenagers and they developmentally are supposed to be rebelling.
Yeah.
Like, we can expect that.
Yeah.
And certain levels of rebellion will indicate ways that perhaps they were raised, you know, or ways that their demeanor is, or their just their disposition is to the world. And so, but understand the teenage years are meant for rebellion. So will they lie to you? Yes. Teenagers always will lie to you. Don't think for a minute there's not a teenager out there that will not lie to you, because they are, they have to experience things, and they have to get out there on the ledge, and they have to take these risks. And what you have to do as a parent with those teenagers is that constant open line of communication, because teenagers are going to screw up, and they're going to do naughty things because that's what they're supposed to do. And don't be fooled. Don't ever think that your child is this perfect angel and they do nothing, because trust me, you got, all you got to do is think back to your own teenage years. You know, you, if you didn't at least do one naughty thing that you weren't supposed to, I don't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what, this was a thing that I heard from my father when I was talking to him about something when I was a teenager. He said, don't pull that on me. I pulled that on my father. When I was a parent, my stepson, I said, no, no, don't pull that on me. I know about that. I did that. You know, right? I told that lie, you know, so, you know, it, this is a generational thing. Right?
And you know, it doesn't make our kids bad. It's not a bad, good thing. It's what they're supposed
to do. It's what they do.
And I think the open lines of communication. So when your kiddo does screw up and the results are there about their screw up, they can talk to you and you can talk to them and you can work through it. Sometimes punishments have to happen because we have to have boundaries and lessons sometimes are learned by natural consequences. And then other times we got to make sure that we put, unnatural consequences like punishment in place, you know, when we screw up. And of course that comes back to a parent's understanding and using boundaries with their kids and establishing like, this is okay. And that is not. And then this is what's going to happen when you do this. And then this is what's going to happen otherwise, you know. So the teaching your child the expected and appropriate behaviors and then reinforcing them super positively and negatively. Got to go both ways. So, you know, again, parenting's not for the faint of heart. You know, and especially teenagers. I mean, any parent who's had and raised teenagers, they always think, thank God I got through those years because, you know, without killing my own child, I got through those years. But, when you do it right, and your kiddos are off and they're doing their thing in life, being successful, productive, and happy adults, then you can breathe a sigh of relief.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, it's, I've always said that, the reward for not killing your child is grandchildren.
There it is.
You know, so, you know, and I've got 11. So,
so you're very blessed.
I'm very blessed. Yeah, no doubt about it. But just to recap here real quick. Time management is so important in all aspects of the life, starting from very young all the way until you're my age and older. Time management is essential, and it's really not that hard to get it started again. Look at the big picture, then take a microscope, take it apart, and find out where you need to start.
Right. And a lot of times our overperformers in this world will get overwhelmed. It's not so much that they don't have routines or that they don't know what to do. It's that they try to do too much, because there's the other side of that coin. You got to carve some time for yourself. And if you're not making time for yourself because you're a workaholic and you just work, and I'm preaching to choirs here, but, you know, because I have to tell myself this every day, is you don't, you're no good to anybody if you're working yourself to death.
Right.
You're no good to yourself. You're no good to those around you. So if you're not taking time and carving time, because everything else can wait for you high achievers out there, and you know who you are, and you are just grinding, you gotta hit the pause button, because you can't. That's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Stop, pause, find time in your day. And I don't care if it's 15 minutes of meditation silence, or if it's, like I said before, a walk around the block or a healthy salad at lunch. You take time, you stop, and you take care of yourself. Because if you're not making time and scheduling that in, you're no good to nobody.
Yeah, it's just as important as making sure you wake up every morning and brushing your teeth.
Right.
Scheduling that time for yourself is. Michelle, if people want to find out more about time management for kids, they just need to talk to Learn New Mexico.
That's right.
How do they get a hold of you?
Michelle, LL, @learnnewmexicospelledout.com.
There you go. So check it out, folks. Next month, we're going to be talking about the benefits of bilingual education.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm not that, so I'll let you have that one at it all day long.
I think that you know, knowing that we speak hundreds of languages across the world is plenty enough.
Yeah, really, no kidding. I do English.
You do the English?
And I do what my dad called Navy French.
No, naughty English.
Yeah, so there you go. Hey, Michelle, it's always happy to have you in. Be sure to tell that ornery husband of yours, Jarek, I said hello.
Will do. Right. Great as always, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. Michelle Perry, Learn New Mexico.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft. 100.5 FM Alamogordo and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.